Hi, everyone. I'm your host, Nia Dorsey, and this is my co-host, Rashad Holloway.
My daddy.
With Stay in Your Bag podcast. Today, we have a special guest, Mari V.
Hey.
How are you, girl?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
So, what brings you to L.A.?
Music. Strictly music and family. I have some family out here.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, music. What made you... How long have you been doing music first?
Since I was, like, 18, for real, when I came out here, I started, like, writing and singing more, and I went to the studio first when I was 18.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Alrighty.
So you got thrown into the water. You got thrown into the water deep.
Yeah. Actually, somebody heard me singing, and then right after that, they just told me, let's go to the studio. And I went for the first time. There was, like, mad Jamaicans in there. They were all, like, roughing me up, like, do this, do that. And I'm
oh, shoot.
But see, people don't know. So... You are Jamaican.
I am Jamaican and Italian.
Okay.
Half Jamaican, you know, so. And you got a tough Jamaican dad.
Crazy as hell.
Yeah, I know.
It's my brother. Good
I
got to
deal with him. I know.
Mm-hmm. Also, y'all family.
Yeah, it's my niece.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's my niece, you know. But you know when you got that niece that you got to really stay on her?
Mm-hmm.
Not her. Like, to be honest, you know, this city will swallow you up. But she really impressed me.
She was raised right there.
No, 100%. But she's rebellious in her own way. She got a good mind of her own. I trust her judgment.
Yeah, I just stand on how I feel and, like, what I want. And I was raised, like, a certain type of way, so I know right from wrong for real. So if I want to do something a certain way, I'm going to stand on it. That's how I'm rebellious. But when it comes to, like, doing the right thing, nah.
So how was it for you growing up? How was you raised?
Like, very close-knit family. I was raised by, like, my mom, my stepdad, my siblings and stuff. So she was really strict, though, not going to lie. Like, my older sister got it worse, but she was still very strict on me. But I think I learned from my sister. So she was crazy. I was more like, I'm not going to do what you did. I'm going to be a little bit more calm and still try to work it out that way. But my mom was very strict.
Okay.
So how was it when you came to L.A.? So when you came to L.A., how was that freedom? How did that freedom kick in?
Shit, what freedom? My dad crazy as hell. It got worse.
And I was on YouTube when you first got here. You couldn't do too much.
No. It got worse. My dad is crazy.
You act like I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But he's stubborn, too. He'll let you do your own thing.
Yeah.
And that's when he took him down.
To a certain extent, yeah. Give you the cold shoulder.
But he did some good things because you actually been in the studio with some big artists.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about that.
Yeah, how's that?
I mean, I've been to, like, a lot of studio sessions, but one of the biggest ones, it was Meek Mill.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Nipsey was there. Dope. So many, Nipsey, Young Thug.
Oh, you met Nipsey Hussle?
Mm-hmm.
Aw.
Yeah, there was, like, a lot of people. Roddy Ricch. So many people was on. Like, I think Meek was working on his album, actually.
Mm-hmm.
So there was everybody in there. And I kind of just got to experience how quick people write when they on the mic or, like, you know, freestyle and
stuff. He moves fast.
Who, me?
Meek, yeah, he moves fast.
Fast as hell.
Yeah,
so does Roddy Ricch.
Like
very,
that.
Very fast. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that was dope to experience.
Okay.
I kind of was just, like, quiet in the room.
He was,
like,
observing.
Praying. Yeah.
It's good.
But you experienced more. Just talk about it. You have billboards on Sunset Boulevard.
Yeah.
You've been out there with rappers pouring champagne.
Oh, you lead.
Oh, yeah. Oh, she had billboards up. Yeah, she hung
up. Talk about that. Talk about that experience and how that came about.
So Casanova kind of is the one who... Free Casanova, for real.
Okay, free
Casanova.
Free him.
But he's the one who kind of introduced me to, like, the spotlight. He had posted me and was like, should I sign her? Should I do this? Or whatever. So I got a lot of traction from that.
Mm-hmm.
And he just supported me from right there. So anytime I had something big going on, he would pull up and show love and, like, you know.
Oh, that's major. It's always good to have somebody that supports.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So how's the experience? Because I know, you know, the industry, how it is, and it's a lot of men and being in studios and stuff. How's the experience for you, like, being in a studio with men or men trying to holler at
you?
Oh,
she ain't got to deal with all that.
Nah, for real. At first, I didn't, but I kind of, like, was doing a little bit of things on my own. So at first, I kind of was moved around with, like, my dad and, like, him and, like, all his friends around me. So I kind of got, like, respect off rip because they see
That's
a young
good.
Girl with men and they're like, oh, okay, it's more like I can't try to... swing my way in there type shit, you know? But I have experience. I have experience, like, being in the studio, and I'm just trying to work, and men are just trying to corner me, and what's up, mama, how you doing? And I'm just like, no.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I just kind of handle it professionally. Like, I'm good. Thank you. You dope, but I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to, let's go on the mic. Want to do another song? Like, what you trying to do? You feel me? Like,
yeah, make them respect you.
Yeah.
But I love that about you, because you really wasn't impressed to move by none of that.
No.
I mean, how could you be? I mean, we ain't going to talk about it here, but, you know, you done had your cars and lived in beautiful houses and all that, so it ain't too much they're going to offer you that you ain't seen. Actually, ain't nothing they can show you ain't seen. But beyond the materialistic stuff, like, your head was strong, so, you know, you stay grounded. Plus, you know, you got a crazy uncle that, you know, even if I ain't here, it's a phone call and it.
Yeah.
It's ugly.
I know.
Girl, that is so good to have. Cause
no, for real.
Ooh, like, I just wish my dad is no longer here. But, you know, just having that support and somebody that's on the phone that, you know, got your back. And when you don't have that no more and you out here and you have vultures, and you just have to be so prayed up. Sometimes I just have to have my son with me all the time. And you don't know, he be my little cop blocker.
Right.
But, it's tough for y'all. I ain't gonna lie. Mm-hmm. It's tough for y'all.
We always got to look over our shoulder and... For you to not have to deal with that like that. And you got some people that's going to go to war for you.
Yeah.
That's good because you get to do your artistry and it don't have to be, you know, tempered with like, oh, you know what, I don't know this person. You just get to be you.
So. Right, right. And I kind of feel like I see why certain artists, I don't know if you hear, but like certain women get called like, oh, they're a bitch and they act like this, they act like that. I feel like I understand why. You get what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
I feel like at one point, like being a female in the industry, you kind of got to, not be a bitch, but kind of be a bitch for real. Because if you not, it's like men. You get what I'm trying to say? Men are going to walk over you. Men are going to try to act like...
I'm not
going to
say
like,
men, because I ain't going to lie.
I'm going to keep going. It's more, but...
niggas are suckers.
Yeah.
Because now, let's keep it real. It's not men, because men know how to move. We're going to be respectful. Mm-hmm. We're going to be a certain way. Mm-hmm. Some of these niggas, vultures, disrespectful, arrogant, aggressive. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, them... They cut from a whole nother cloth. Like, I don't
And
get
I also
that.
Feel like nowadays, because this like things are so different in time.
Right.
And I feel like a lot of men have gotten, they've gotten away with so much. Or
for
I feel like some women have made it easy for them. They think, like, all of y'all are the same and all I should
but
get
men,
treatment all
suckers.
The time.
Let's go back to that.
Ain't no men. Yeah.
No, for sure. Like a lot of men been able to get, a lot of suckers been able to get away with a lot. And I think, like, you know that look, I'm going to be real with you.
Mm-hmm.
Can't nobody around me do no clown shit. I'm going to stand on
that. I like that.
And a lot of these, and that's my partners, that's anybody around me. A lot of these niggas, they clowns. They running together, and the ones that they actually aren't, they don't speak up.
Yeah, I don't like that.
And a lot of them, they want to tag along because he got a bag or he got this. Like, this generation different because in my day, if you was broke, or you had a bag. You was a lame with money if you was a lame before you had money.
Yeah.
And we was going to treat you like that.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, but a lot of people get a lot of passes. And
they're messing it up. You know, clownery is the it thing right now.
It's a circus out here.
But we ain't going to touch too much on the clowns no more. That ain't got enough of your time and your shine. But we see that you have did a collaboration with Benny the Butcher.
Yeah.
So how was that?
It was dope. He actually came to the studio. He had a business relationship with my manager.
Mm-hmm.
So he came to the studio when I was working on a song, but I kind of was working on that one on purpose because I'm like, if he hears something that he likes, he might, you know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah,
like, jump
know,
on it.
Yeah. Smart.
And thankfully, he caught the vibe and he did his thing on it.
I see he done work with Lil Wayne and stuff. I'm And I heard the song is super dope.
Oh, thank you.
And so, what are your inspirations with music? I've seen something like a little bit of Mary J.
Yeah.
So, what are some people that you looked up to that gave you your inspiration that you kind of tap into?
So, like, aside from Mary J., definitely, like, Aaliyah. And I would say Beyonce, but really, like, Destiny's Child.
Yeah.
Because all of, like, the harmonies and really, like, if you really deeply listen to their music, like, you hear everything in the background. You get all the elements that really make the song.
Yeah.
That really inspired me to try to learn my craft more.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say Rihanna, for sure.
Rihanna, right? I ain't never heard of Rihanna. That's the first one, though.
Okay. Her whole energy. Her whole energy and, like, her attitude. Mm-hmm. I like to say I make bratty girl music. She's bratty.
Oh, yeah.
You feel me? Mm-hmm.
See what I'm saying? She got a good head on her shoulders.
That girl's smart. I like her. I don't know what y'all got going on in y'all family, but y'all did it.
She did it.
Yeah, okay. So, any boyfriends, relationships? What's going on?
Ooh, hold on. Go ahead.
Uncle, cover your ears. This is girl talk right now.
Nah, we had girl this talk. I'm going to let her tell you.
I have a man.
Okay, how long y'all been together, girl?
It's almost a year, kind of. Yeah, almost a year. It's fresh, but...
Oh, yeah, y'all got that new love.
Yeah.
The butterflies.
Yeah.
Like... Okay, so how does the music and things go with him, and how does he support you and things like that?
Oh, he's so supportive. He kind of plays like a role in everything, like my sound. He'll, you know, try to say like style, fashion, make sure I'm on point, everything. He's very, very supportive. Okay. That's what I like because it can't be no other way. I can't have nothing like distracting me. You feel me? You got to add on. So
I'm looking forward to meeting him.
Uncle, stay out of this now.
No. But you know what? But you know, we had a long talk, especially before this. We had a heart to heart in the car, and I'm really impressed. I trust her judgment. You know what I mean? Really impressed. And I'm quite sure she picked a good dude. So I'm just looking forward to get to know him. Open arms. You know what I mean? That's it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because if he can make her happy like that.
I mean, she has some good men in her life, so she has his.
No, 100%. Yeah. 100%. And ain't no bully. Ain't no. No, I just want to meet him and get to know him
for real. No, you got
to
check him, like, for real. Nah, I say, nah, nah, check but, him, but, make sure
but I'm
going to
tell you like this. Ain't no woman I ever dealt with, none of her brothers, daddies, cousins, ever tried to check me.
But I'm not like check like Rob, but like check his temperature, read him, see what he got.
But yeah, it's a way, like at the end of the day, like, and I think a lot of men don't know how to go about that. When I was younger, I was more like on my little cousins, like on their boyfriend's heads, whatever. But now we grown, you know what I mean? Like, it's all respect. So when I meet him in a respectful way, we just going to chop it up. I'm not here to put him through a quiz or really, nah. I know people, so when I'm sitting down chopping it up with him, I'm going to get to know, you know what I mean? But at the end of the day, I trust her, and I trust her judgment, so I know she picked a good one. If it's something I saw, I'm going to tell her, but it's her choice. He only got one rule, though.
And she, of course, he got to be, you know, good in a sense because she's able to still do her craft, you know? 100%. Sometimes when they ain't no good, the woman going to be distracted. Mm-hmm. She can't focus. He in the middle.
He'll hold you back, 100%.
Yeah, I feel 100%. Like every relationship, whether it's like work, friends, you know, like, or with a boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever, it has to add on. It can't take away. It's got to be something that adds on to what you're doing and not drain you from it. 100%. That's how you get your shit fucked up.
Yeah. 100%. Girl, tell me about it. So I've seen you work with a producer, Cash Cobain. How was that? How was that experience?
He's dope. He just kind of, to me, I feel like he created that whole sound. Like, I think he calls it sexy drill. But, you know, it's like samples very, very big right now.
Right.
He does it his own, like, way. Like, Drake just did a song that he produced, actually, on his album. And if you listen to it, he kind of showed love to Cash's whole flow because he's an artist and producer. So he know what he doing.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I also seen that you work with Jazzy Faye on your single, Too Deep. So how did you get with Jazzy Faye? Because I've met him before. His energy is, like, super big, super dope. He's super talented. How was that?
Yeah. I actually worked with him maybe, like, 2 years ago in person. Like, we did another record. And we just kind of created everything from scratch. And if you know Jazzy, his whole vibe is very, like, you know?
Oh, he's big.
Yeah, energy, very fun.
Energy, like, energetic, like, crazy, so, right?
Yeah. He's just good at what
it
he
was dope to create something from scratch with him because we just caught the vibe and really just made magic happen in there. He's dope.
He was natural. Mm-hmm. That's what's up.
Yeah.
So who would you like to collab with in the future? Who do you have on your list that you like, you know what, I really want to work with them, and that would be the ultimate goal for me?
I'm not going to lie, Drake.
Drake? I was just about to say that. When you said something about the dude with Drake, I was going to say.
Uncle coming back.
I was
going to
say,
now,
would you collab
on
with Drake?
Drake.
Uncle coming back.
I've been saying that for, like, the longest, because when I write, I mean, I don't feel like not too many records that I have out right now can show that. I have a lot, like, you know, in the stash. But everything is very, like, I flip male perspectives. So a lot of the time I'll listen to Drake or A Boogie. I always say A Boogie. And I'll be like, I like how they're flowing and what they're talking about. So let me flip it real quick. So I feel like we would compliment each other on the record.
He one of the greatest to do it, but I'm going to be in that studio.
Oh, Uncle, you have to be present.
Oh, Uncle, come.
And Daddy.
Oh, that boy.
Y'all need to leave me alone. That's what y'all need to do.
But I'm bringing a hood with me when I come. I'm coming. Them bodyguards, they going to know I'm coming.
Oh, my God.
They ain't going to be able to do nothing. They right here. I'm coming. As long as it's in LA, oh, it's a wrap.
Drake, for sure.
Yeah. I feel like y'all could do a great
Drake,
song.
He's y'all can do a song.
Yeah.
All respect, but Uncle and the crew coming. Sit in the studio. Make
stay
sure
your ass
right.
home.
You know? Nah, not for that one. Not for that
he
one.
He pulling up.
Hey, hey, I respect the little young player partner, but that's my niece.
He pulling
now.
Up.
Hey, okay. he able to get them pants down on a lot. So my niece ain't going in there by herself.
Okay, and so I also know, like, you've done a lot of mashup songs and stuff on YouTube. You have millions of views. So how was your experience when you first started YouTube and starting to see the views come in? How long was that process for you?
I mean, that's kind of what motivated me. So I collabed with another artist, Will, and I think it kind of helped me because I got a lot of traction from his page. And once I started seeing people really, like, interact with me like that, I'm like, oh, shit, okay, I'm locked in. It made me want to, like, do more and, like, show my vocals more, really show what I can do and stuff. Because before that, I don't think I was showcasing it as much. You just hear my song, and my songs would kind of be, like, one key. You get what I'm trying to say? Like, not doing too much. So that kind of showed people, like, oh, this bitch can sing. Like, she can actually sing, you know?
So would you say you have a mix of, like, pop and R&B, or how's your sound you would describe?
I would say it's more, when I say bratty, it's really bratty. My sound is like more bratty. So maybe like moody R&B music. Mm-hmm. But I do have like a song that kind of sounds pop that's out already. But that's not really my style, I don't think. Okay. More like moody R&B.
Do you feel like it's best to like completely be you, or kind of, I don't know the word I'm looking for, or just kind of bend into more what people want to hear? What do you feel like is the best?
What I think, really, because I already went through this, I think I have to be me and stand on it to make people like me and know me. And then if I got to be versatile, I should do it. But I feel like what makes me stand out from other people is being me. Mm-hmm. You feel me? So, like, I could switch my sound if I wanted to right now, but I kind of want to show people, all right, this is my sound and this is what makes me different.
But can I be honest?
Yeah.
Like, when I was asking the young guys earlier, like, I feel like that's what a lot of artists don't do. And the biggest artists, like, look at Rod Wave. Look at, let's go back to Mary J. Blige. Like, artists that were actually themselves, like, they went crazy. Some didn't make it, but we only listen to what we can relate to. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So you've kind of, like, in music, you kind of, I don't know the words I'm looking for right now, because I'm kind of in my feelings right now, but you kind of, like, fall for the person. You understand what I'm saying?
That's what I believe.
But that's how it is, because it's like an artist is that's given, like, giving themselves, you fall for that. You know what I'm saying? And that's what makes you buy into them. And a lot of artists nowadays, when they try to do something, like, prime example, Usher. Gotta love Usher. But every time he tried a different sound or something that didn't sound like him, I couldn't get into it. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. And that's every artist.
Right.
But when you really being you, people buy into that.
Yeah, I feel like I kind of went through, because I do work with other songwriters, so when I went through that, I was kind of experiencing when people would write more of the, like, the majority of the song, it's kind of sounded like, all right, now I sound like LMA.
Yeah.
Or I sound like, you know, I'm trying to say I've gotten that before. So now if I do write with other people, I come with it like 90% done. So it could still be my like my vibe. You feel me?
So, it's so, like, do you feel like it's a certain age group that, you know, that's gravitating to you, or like it's just the youth on your side, or is it adults?
I think it's both, because I feel like what I talk about is very, very relatable for like, I mean, I've written songs that are about people way older than me because I've been around them. I'm peeping their relationship problems, and I make a whole song about it. So I don't think that my music is just to the, like, the youth, the, like, younger people. I definitely feel like it's all over.
Okay. So I was gonna play a little game with you, but you got a boyfriend and your uncle here, and I wanna be respectful.
Okay.
So play the game. I wanna hear this. Play the game.
Okay, so I was gonna play Fuck Me or Kill, but I'll say fuck.
Can you pick another word?
I'm gonna say date, marry, kill.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Cool.
I'm gonna be respectful, I ain't disrespectful.
Okay.
So I ain't one. Yeah.
That's cool.
Okay, so first, Chris Brown.
Who's the other people before I say that? Can you say them all?
No, Chris, you got to answer. I'll answer each one.
Okay. Chris Brown.
Answer it.
You going to do me like that? I can't hear.
Why do you need to hear them all?
Blueface.
No. Talking about
No, that's how you go.
No.
And Justin Bieber.
Okay, so.
Date, marry, kill. All
right. Kill, Blueface.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Straight shooter.
Date. Chris Brown.
Okay.
Marry Justin Bieber.
Okay.
I like to get treated right.
And he is And he is her husband.
Right.
So.
I'm glad you changed that, because I did not want to.
I was like, I ain't gonna disrespect
them. Yeah, I'm glad you changed that. Like, I'm so glad, because I was gonna walk about here.
Yeah, I ain't gonna do it like that. But okay, so in this music industry, this journey, where do you see yourself in a couple years? What do you want to get out of this experience?
Well, I love singing, I love doing music, but really, I like to make money from doing something that I like to do. Mm-hmm. So, for me, honestly, like, I definitely am confident in myself, so I feel like this could put me in a place where I could take care of, like, my family.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, be peaceful and happy. That's really what I want. Like, that's success to me, is just making sure, like, my family is good, we all chilling.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I agree.
So, I obviously want to just have success from this whole journey and stuff.
And you will.
Yeah.
You got a good head on your shoulders, and, you know.
Thank you.
Just keep being the way you are, and it's other women that are going to see that, and you're going to influence them, because right now we need that influence out here.
Yeah.
You know, we need more level-headed women, and it's going to stand on business. So, wish you luck.
Thank you.
And she's young.
Mm-hmm.
You'd be surprised how young she is. She got a good
head. How old are you, girl?
I'm 24.
I'm impressed.
Hey, she's young. She's smart, too.
I'm impressed.
Smart.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, there you have it, you guys, and Stay in Your Bag podcast. Stay tuned.